And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
I can't play guitar while doing this because I have to put the mic down. So if I had to do it, it would be like kind of like this.
So I put the mic down.
He puts the mic down. It's actually picking it up.
It is, yeah. I'm hearing it.
Well, you're hearing just... Correct. A speaker phone from Skype. You're not actually hearing the feed.
Now you're flipping like a motherfucker.
No, I think it's just the headset thing.
Yeah.
Or no, I don't know. Whatever.
What is it, my headset?
I don't know at this point. Slowly takes the guitar off. He moves the wire over the neck of the guitar. Takes the headphones off completely, realizing that needed to be done in the first place, and sets the guitar down.
Are you doing the play-by-play?
And on that note, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
No Pappy, because he's in Pennsylvania.
He's visiting. In Pennsylvania, but he's not here.
Yeah. I think he'll be here next week when you're gone.
Not this part of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, when I'm gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I might not be gone the whole time.
I don't know. We'll find out. But
I do want to, even if I don't go to the fair itself, I just want some apple cider.
Yeah, that could be done.
Cool.
But since Pappy's not here, we got someone else, Sean Lynch from what, Buffalo, something like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
Marshawn Lynch.
The part of New York that's not New York City, which is just the entirety of upstate New York. So Marshawn Lynch
from the Seattle Absolutely. Seahawks.
Yeah, he played for the fucking Bills before, which was even worse because being from Buffalo and having a name that's Sean Lynch just leads to so much fucking ridicule. calling Marshawn Lynch. It was the worst fucking thing in the world. Everyone kept calling me 23, and it was just, yeah, that man.
That dude.
That man.
So tell us about who you are, Sean, and why we should care. Who you are,
well,
Sean,
I mean,
Lynch.
I am a avid rock band fan, much like everyone else on this podcast for the most part. A huge music game fan and an all-around geek in general. For quite a brief stint, I tried doing Let's Plays on YouTube, and for an even longer stint, Joe and as well as some other people all did on a weekly basis Rock Band DLC videos that we would record at the break of dawn every Tuesday to post online people's enjoyment. Near the end of it, it was just usually Joe and I waking up at the ass crack of dawn, but it was definitely an experience. Definitely a good fun time.
So did that come through Skype or was that...
I'm pretty sure it was through Skype, but I just looked at the waves and I just noticed that he's like fucking skyrocketing, so I bumped it back a little bit.
Nice.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. We'll see.
Good times.
It's been a while. It's been what, like a week?
Entire week.
I already forgot what the fuck I'm doing.
For me,
it's been 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Joe's been putting in some fucking overtime.
Hell yeah, man. So this is episode 125. Also out this week are episodes 126 and 127.
Holy shit.
So three episodes this week?
This is a
Nobody's going to listen to them.
Zach will.
Dude, we're putting out more content than can be enjoyed.
He already listened to 126.
How? It's not even out yet.
Not officially, but I already edited it. And
yeah, but wasn't he in it?
No.
Isn't he in one of them?
No. I'm doing one with him next Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So his won't be for like another 2 weeks.
Yeah, when I'm like dead.
And by that point, it'll be like episode 147.
Yeah. I'll come back. It'll be like episode like 160. Like, what the fuck happened?
Dude, I was gone for a month. Yeah, it's
happy
our 200 episode anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah, happy 200th. Whoa.
But yeah, based on what Sean was saying, this is going to be our little tribute to music games, rhythm games episode.
Oddly enough, it's not going to be next week when we can actually play the new game. Is it next week or the
week
after?
2 weeks.
Fucking cock teases. There's people already getting them now.
I know.
Yes.
So,
because they were actually accepted into the Rock Band Road crew, unlike losers like me.
Listen, listen. I'm calling shenanigans on that entire fucking project because I know someone locally that got in and they don't even own a next-gen console.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How many people submitted? Did they give like a final number?
No. I have no idea.
Did you submit?
Because they accepted a good amount.
Because they accepted someone that I know locally, and I think it might be on the basis of like he does video editing for WVIA, so he knows how to like do some pretty intense camera work. So it probably just looked really pretty. So they were like, "Yeah, let's go with that guy."
God damn!
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like so pissed I didn't get it.
And you know what's even worse?
I was just like,
he fucking picked it for PlayStation 4.
What a cocksucker.
Yeah. He picked it for PlayStation 4 and he doesn't even own one.
What a piece of shit.
Does he have like an obligation to like try to make videos for it?
You have to.
I know. It's like, here's the box. It's a nice box. Here's the guitar.
Oh, that's a nice guitar.
And,
I can't do dick with it.
I'm going to stand here and tap it.
Exactly. This is the sound of the drum set if you hit it.
Basically what's going to end up happening is once he gets it, since he's not going to be able to actually like utilize it right away, I'm probably just going to grab a PlayStation 4 from down the fucking store and just like go over to his place and play it and then take it back to the store when I'm done. Or tell him to come over here.
Yeah.
And then it'll break your PS4.
And then your PS4 overheats.
Yeah, it'll catch on fire.
Harmonix is going to destroy PS4 number 6, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Then again, I'm not. I already pre-ordered it digitally on the Xbox One.
Yeah. You just have the only thing that sucks is you have to use the old instruments.
Yeah, but at least the adapter after that whole Amazon
cheap. It was what, like $10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazon pre-order thing and special magical code.
Oh.
Did you see about that?
No.
Yeah, if you look at the Rock Band 4 description on the Xbox One, they're like, you need to have a wireless adapter to use your old instruments. During this pre-order period, you could go to Amazon and use this coupon code and save $15.
Oh.
So
how much comes out to $10? Amazon?
I think Amazon sold out, though.
Probably. Shit. I would assume so.
You can check.
That's totally probably sold out. Yeah. I don't even have it pre-ordered. Just because I don't think, like with the apartment, it's like a smaller apartment, that I would have physical room or like time to like dedicate to Rock Band.
Yeah, but because the way that I'm looking at it, right now I only have a guitar. So even if I only get it and I only use the guitar for it, like you could easily just sit on a couch and use the guitar.
Yeah. You get a good amount of sounds too. I mean, they just announced the Xbox pre-order ones. I was like, those two.
Yeah, fucking baby metal.
I was going to say, they totally, like everyone was all annoyed that they announced 10 free songs for the PS4 digital pre-orders. And everyone's like, just wait until it's ready for the Xbox. We'll be getting stuff too. And not only did we get 2 additional songs,
but our songs are better.
Our songs are way fucking better.
They're way better.
We got Weird Fucking Al. Just saying.
Well, let's go down the list. We have All That Remains, What If I Was Nothing.
I'm not familiar with that particular song, but But I'm familiar with the band, so I'm sure it'll be good.
Quite possibly the new cult favorite, Baby Metal, Gimme Chocolate.
So fucking pumped. Because I play that on the customs, and the customs are fucking great.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, September.
Amazing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Interpol, All the Rage Back Home.
I'm not too familiar with Interpol.
That's a good band.
Jefferson Starship, Jane.
Amazing.
Which fans of Wet Hot American Summer will immediately recognize. Linkin Park featuring Darren Malakian, Rebellion.
You're pumped for that one.
I'm very excited for that one. Because
the guy from System of a Down?
Yeah, the new Linkin Park album is amazing.
Oh, I've
heard it. And that's one of the songs on it, and it's really, really good. It's good.
It's good.
Marilyn Manson, the Mephistopheles of Los Angeles.
Cool.
Okay.
Mastodon, High Road.
Massive Nong.
My Morning Jacket, One Big Holiday.
It's all right.
Pierce the Veil featuring Kellen Quinn, King for a Day.
Bleh. Bleh. Bleh.
The Wild Feathers, Backwoods Conspiracy.
I've never even fucking heard of them.
And motherfucking Weird Al Yankovic with My Own Eyes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And there's like it's gunk in my
throat. Probably the weakest, one of the weakest songs off his new album, but at least it'll be one of the more fun songs, I
guess. Yeah, as a rock band song, it makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like,
I mean, it's Weird Al doing the Foo Fighters, so.
And Offspring.
And Offspring, yeah.
Everyone was like, go figure. They finally put a Weird Al song on there, and it's the Foo Fighters song.
Yeah, right.
Because Rock Band is Foo Fighter Rock Band.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, let's be honest. Foo Fighters are popular enough and have an extensive enough catalog that they could technically justify a Foo Fighters Rock Band.
Uh-huh. And I would buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people would, actually. And I would not be surprised. I would buy it as well, actually.
Absolutely.
You move the headphone jack.
Son of a bitch. I tried getting water to clear my throat, and I moved the thing. I think it's all right, though.
Shit.
I think it's all right for now.
No.
I'm not going to... I was going to hit it, and I didn't.
I don't have these problems on my solo shit.
Yeah, that's because your adapter works. I gave you the one that's good.
Well, I said we could have grabbed that one.
Yeah, but that would take time. Actually, can you hand me one of mine? It doesn't matter which one. That one's almost empty, so give me that one.
I mean, considering we're putting out 34 waters. This week, I think time is something that sounds like we have.
Well, yes and no.
So, rhythm games. That is the topic this week.
Yep.
Rock Band 4, obviously, we're going to be talking about in the next week, then the week after,
yep.
and the week after.
Yep.
Possibly the week after, definitely the week after that.
Yes.
I know this may turn the conversation in a slight turn, but it is technically on topic. When
Guitar Hero?
When does Guitar Hero come out?
October, later in October.
Yeah.
Are you getting that or no?
It's at the like a low priority thing. Eventually I would like to have it, but
I'm curious because I want to try the new guitar.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just curious. I don't know if I'm really going to enjoy it. I think it does make for some interesting, like, runs. But it does piss me off that there's only fucking, essentially, three buttons.
But there's six buttons.
But you have to think, positioning.
Yeah.
You know, a traditional Guitar Hero guitar or a Rock Band guitar, you technically have, if you want to think about it, three positions from a guitar player standpoint.
Okay.
In the new Guitar Hero, there's one.
Yeah.
Like, so that's kind of annoying.
What the hell is
the third
position?
Well, that's because they're saving that for the sequel. You know, that way they're like, oh, what can we do next? We're going to add on it.
You think in terms of three. So the first position is the first three. The second position is the second, the third, the fourth. And then the third position is the third, the fourth, the fifth.
I have never played with my middle pointer and ring fingers on the last three buttons.
I have.
You're weird.
I know how to play guitar. So my
You're weird.
My, like, only having to go down two frets is, like, fucking nothing to me. like, That's why I was always kind of curious as to like what the progression of instrument-based rhythm games were going to be, other than just literally playing a fucking guitar.
Yeah. So what's the earliest rhythm game you've played?
Earliest? That's tough.
Don't everyone answer at once here.
Does Simon count?
No, not really.
Bop it all the way.
Bop it, yeah. Yeah, bop it. Bop
okay,
it
rhythm
counts.
Video game.
Stepmania, I think.
Is this like played somewhat religiously or regularly, or just like played in general?
Both.
Because, like, played in general, I mean, like, I played, like, DDR in, like, a freaking arcade many, many years ago, and I played, like, once, and I was terrible at it. But, I mean, like, as far as, like, playing and that, like, got me into rhythm games, I mean, I would have to go with Guitar Hero, like, the very first one. Put it at my cousin's house, fell in love with it, was terrible at it, and just kind of stuck along with that.
Am I the only one who goes back to the PlayStation 1 with Parappa the Rappa?
Stepmania? Stepmania was before that.
Was it?
Yep. So Stepmania, and Stepmania, oddly enough, so most people, they play DDR, and then they discover Stepmania. I discovered Stepmania, which made me discover DDR. I did I did it backwards, which is even weirder. I did Parappa the Rappa and what was the other one?
Umjammer Lammy,
yeah. I played those games a couple times. I guess technically from a home, like home console, home video game standpoint, Parappa the Rappa was the first for me. And then Guitar Hero, the first Guitar Hero. On PlayStation 2.
It seems like the PS2 is when things really started picking up in terms of home rhythm games. You had stuff like Beatmania was out for it with the little turntable and the 48 buttons you had to use. Taiko Drum Master
was out.
Of course, Guitar Hero.
Rock Revolution.
The
classic. Oh, God, yeah, Rock Revolution.
The classic. I mean.
Father!
And those covers were bad.
Amazing, you mean?
They were bad.
For me, though...
I know what adjective I used.
For me, though, PS2 era rhythm games, my heart will always go to Guitar Man.
Yeah. I mean, Guitar Hero, for me, like... I knew at that point I didn't have, like, a ton of technical ability on the guitar, but I could keep a fucking rhythm.
Yeah.
So it was awesome for me because I'm able to, quote-unquote, play a bunch of songs that I, like, enjoy and know rather well. But I don't have to worry about the complicated mess of an actual guitar neck. I could just worry about fucking five buttons.
Yeah.
You know, which is pretty sweet. But, And for me, oddly enough, between Guitar Hero and Rock Band, that was actually how I started messing around with developing my stage presence on stage when I perform. Because I didn't have to worry about my my actual performance that
Sean
much.
Sean got disconnected.
Well, I'll continue talking just so that there's not dead air. So I didn't have to worry about my actual performance that much. I could
call
kind
failed.
Of I was able to just kind of like get into the song a little bit more and not have to worry about, like, you know what I mean, being super technical. I could just kind of like do the bare minimum, but just kind of like jump around like an asshole.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, that helped me, you know, loosen up when I got on stage and started performing for people. So I honestly, no bullshit, like if it weren't for, you know, games like Rock Band and Guitar Hero, like, I would probably stand like a fucking stiff on stage. And that's
I hope Skype's not having issues again.
It's possible.
Because no answer this time. Because that was the worst part about the other shows this week, is when Skype was down and I had to use Google Hangouts. Trying to call.
Is it? Are you trying to do it from your phone or from your iPad?
Phone.
No, I mean, have you tried it like between the two?
Well, Skype was legit having issues the other day. It wasn't just something.
It wasn't on.
Like
the
it
device.
Was a worldwide. Skype was down.
Got it.
And today I'm using it on my phone, so I could read emails off my iPad.
That makes sense.
And Skype is being a boner.
Skype likes boners.
That'd be hilarious if Skype is just having issues again this week. I guess I should try it on a pad.
I mean, I guess it's up to you. It doesn't really... No sweat off my ball, so... you moved the
single
fucking...
ball.
You moved the headphone jack.
His internet is being weird, resetting it.
Okay. But yeah, PlayStation 2 era rhythm games are pretty much like the shit.
Yeah, my heart still goes to Guitar Man, though. If anyone out there hasn't played it, you really, really need to try tracking it down. Unfortunately, Sony does not offer it as a PS2 classic, so you have to actually find a disc of it and play it in a PS2 because Sony doesn't believe in backward compatibility anymore.
I still have to find a PS2 so I could try that.
I have one.
Well, I have to try that. I have to see if the disc even fucking works.
Funny enough, there are rumors that in the PS4 3.0 update, there might be support for the PS2 classics on the PS4. Like the digital ones.
Oh. Whatever.
But
that doesn't really do much for me.
It's like a half-assed response
to Xbox. Hey, here you can play some old PS2 games, but you have to buy them again.
Yeah, pretty much.
At a higher price.
I don't know. A lot of them are only $10, which isn't horrible. Even still.
Most games, you can easily go down to the video game store in Wilkes-Barre and get for less than $8.
Most shitty games.
No, most games.
If you're looking for stuff like the Shin Megami Tensei series.
Well, duh.
Or like God Hand.
The ones that you already know aren't stupid rare. Or the ones that are stupid expensive.
Yeah. Speaking of stupid rare and stupid expensive games getting a re-release, I just read Mega Man Legends is hitting the PlayStation Store next week, which is pretty neat.
That's kind of interesting.
Indeed it is. I'm going to try calling them back again.
You do that.
And I got a missed call from him.
How did you have a missed call from him when your phone's in your hand?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
This episode is such a shit show right now.
It's kind of tough to hold a conversation when you're trying to contact the other guest the entire time.
True.
Just saying.
And, like, it's not ringing when I'm trying to call him.
Maybe it's just not meant to be.
Maybe. We're calling each other at the same time.
You're literally just playing fucking
Star-Crossed Lovers.
Yep.
I've tried to call him.
You're literally just playing phone tag.
It's probably not helping that I have quiet hours on, so I don't get like email
also
alerts
possible
and shit like that. It's just every other time that I don't have quiet hours on, everyone's going to text me. I'm going to get like 48 fucking emails.
See, my phone goes off on the regular, like almost like every 10, 15 minutes. Just saying.
I now have more missed calls from him. And so it's literally, we're just trying to call each other at the same time.
It's incredible.
Answered, are you there?
Hey, there we go.
Hey. Yeah, I think we just spent the past 3 minutes trying to call each other at the same time.
Probably, yeah. So basically my solution to that was apparently the Wi-Fi is being stupid. So my solution was I am now sitting in the same room as the router.
That's always the best.
Like approximately like 2 feet away from a litter box on one end and a litter box on the other end.
So you're just smelling like shit.
Yes.
Sweet. Yes.
I know what that's like.
Yeah.
I do. When the air conditioner's on and the cat takes a shit.
That waft comes right underneath that door and yep.
Woo!
Yep. I get smoked out.
Yeah.
It's bad,
the
man.
Cats hot box you in your own room.
Well, all right. So, layout-wise, the litter box is right underneath the giant fucking air conditioner in the, like, dining room area.
Oh.
And it is directly across the door from the room that I'm staying in. And there's a giant, I'd say at least a solid inch gap from the bottom of the door.
To be fair, this room was originally the cat's room.
It was.
So it would have smelled even more worse. Like cat shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I see.
There's never really cats in here.
Yeah.
So.
Just the smell.
We are just classing this show up before the other episodes happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yay, cat shit.
Is this the prelude episode then? This is the first one?
Yeah, this one and then the two interview episodes will be after this.
Oh, I see. Because
so the two better ones are going to come afterwards.
Yeah, yes. You could skip this episode. It doesn't really matter.
Or just not skip it because I'm on it, because I haven't been on many recently.
Well, you just haven't been on the interview ones.
No, not at all. Well, did I do the one last week?
The actual episode last week? Yeah. Or no, that was when you went to your music awards.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Bang.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And then for like half the interview episodes, I'm like, hey, Chris, do you want to join me for this interview? And you're like, not really.
Yeah, not really. I'm still cramming material. My first gig with that band is like really, really soon, like stupid soon. So I'm like making sure that I got my shit together for it. So
nice.
I have to practice more because I'm a terrible drummer.
Play some more Rock Band.
Dude, that honestly, no bullshit, that's why I'm really excited for Rock Band. My drumming got so much better when I was sitting playing Rock Band all the time. I'm not even joking. Like, I'm literally not even joking.
I'm legit bummed that I really can't afford the band box, though.
Eh.
Like, I put a lot of stock into thinking that they would actually pick a video from someone who is a Rock Band diehard, who has spent a retarded amount of money on songs, and they wouldn't just give it to someone who doesn't even have a
current-gen console, yeah. God, oh, well.
That's bullshit.
Did you ever post your video, Joe? Like, what?
Not publicly, no.
No?
I should. I have it on YouTube as a private video. It's on the SML account.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, it's technically unlisted. I guess I'll make it public.
It's probably really good, though, huh?
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought I fucking did good enough to deserve one.
Yeah.
But, nah.
Did you demonstrate your love of all the songs you've spent?
Not all the songs. You only had like 2.5 minutes or something.
You know what you should have did? You should have like had all of your fucking DLC there, and literally the entire video is just you scrolling through your legitimate DLC.
You just like start.
Like, you want me to prove how much I love Rock Band? Here you go, and just start scrolling.
Like, just start at the top of the list, and you're like, okay, I'm an avid Rock Band fan. Let me pick a song that I want to play to demonstrate this, and then just
start scrolling
like 200 times speed.
Yeah,
scrolling through all the DLC, and you're like, figure out which one you want to play.
I guess I'll do.
There was a good one at the top. Let me double check.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, man.
I'll just settle for AC/DC.
No one settles for AC/DC. No, no bullshit, man. Like, I actually became a much better drummer through Rock Band because, like, I didn't think about placement as much. I just kind of, like, played. And when you're playing expert drums on Rock Band, your hands and feet are pretty much doing what you're supposed to do on a drum kit. It just becomes placement at that point. So. Yeah. Yeah, I actually, for the small amount of time that I was actually giving lessons for drums, I required all of my students to get Rock Band.
That's pretty cool.
That's a pretty badass music teacher right there.
But that was mainly just because, like, when everybody's starting out, if you get the calibration right and you do the training in Rock Band 3, like the drum training, it's instant feedback. You're late, you're early, you're late, you're early. Because the most important thing when you're trying to figure out drums is making sure that your internal clock, your internal metronome is like on time, and you've got that down.
That you have rhythm.
Right. So it's essentially just making sure that your rhythm is tight, and that's the main part.
And it's going to move you.
Mm-hmm.
And going to get you. Mm-hmm. It's gonna get you.
Yep. You gotta be starting something.
Oh, God damn it.
No, and there's a lot of people that talk to me that they're like, oh, man, I really want to start playing drums, and I don't know where to start. Like, seriously, get fucking Rock Band. Go through the tutorials. It's relatively comprehensive. Like, it makes a lot of sense.
Word.
Yep.
So, other rhythm games, I've noticed that there's been a lot more, not necessarily like instrument-based rhythm games, but rhythm is seeming to integrate itself into a lot more games recently.
Uh-huh.
Two big examples are Beat Buddy. I'm trying to think what the whole like the Tale of the Guardians or something like that.
What the whole title is?
Yeah.
Beat Buddy.
Beat Buddy.
It's Beat Buddy.
That's a lot like an exploration kind of game.
It's kind of like a platformer.
You were watching me play it.
It's kind of like a platformer. But
it's like a water level platformer.
Yeah,
because
pretty much.
You're floating around everywhere.
Right.
And everything is in time to the music, which is fantastic in the game.
Yeah, dude, the soundtrack to that game is really fucking good. Like, really good.
And if you're interested in hearing some of the songs, you should check out episode 127 because I'm using Beat Buddy music in that episode to split up the two interviews and at the end of the show.
And the songs are good.
Because I paid $8 for the soundtrack, so I'm gonna use the songs.
What was that other one was like a pretty much like a straightforward platformer that
Inside My Radio is another one that just came out. Beat Buddies is I want to say that's like 2 or 3 months old now.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, we do have Steam codes for Beat Buddy to give away. So all you got to do is, don't forget, all you have to do is email us, people, thesmlpodcast@gmail.com, and you can get free games. And you know who can attest to that fact?
Who?
Sean Lynch.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
He can.
Marshawn Lynch?
Absolutely. I mean, it was simple. I think that's on his end, actually.
Yeah, that might be on his. Could be on his end.
Is something fucked up with your headset, Sean?
I think so. Am I breaking up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good now.
Now that I was actually making, like.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, now it works fine.
Maybe you're just not talking loud enough and the mic's not picking you up all the way.
It's possible.
I mean, I think my girlfriend can attest to me talking really loudly. That's odd. Okay.
Do you scream loudly during sex?
Is it working?
Is it? Is that what you scream during sex? Is it working?
Oh, okay. Yeah, but no, but seriously. Like,
are we going back to Rick and Morty impressions now with that?
No. No.
This is my mic check. That's what that is.
No, your mic check should always be, yeah, yeah, feeling good on a Wednesday. Sparkling thoughts. Giving me the hope to go on.
All I need is a little bit of shelter. Hard Rock Hallelujah is my mic check.
Hard Rock.
Be a bad choice.
No, you know what I have to learn for my mic check now?
Huh.
That fucking PC chant.
Oh my God, from South Park last week.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's so fucking good. I have to learn the metal version.
I love that people out there will just take shit from TV shows.
Dude, that I'm telling you right now,
metal.
My favorite one, and I don't think anything's ever gonna fucking top it, is that fucking Bruce Almighty one. that is seriously the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like they accent every fucking part of that entire. Blah 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 blah.
Sean, have you seen that video?
I have not.
Oh God, Google it right now.
What's it called? Shit. Bruce Almighty.
Just put like Bruce Almighty metal.
Bruce Almighty metal. Oh fuck!
Like it is. Oh, it's fucking golden.
You know what? Let's leave like 5 or 10 seconds of silence right here so I could splice it into the episode.
You're going to splice it
in?
And
I know where it is. So,
all right, hold on.
The song is going to be right here.
A potential scandal with the Buffalo DP surface today when the mayor... Sorry, I seem to have something stuck in my arm.
Okay, the gap,
and there
might,
it was.
The gap might be way, way larger.
I don't. It's, that,
yeah. Metal Bruce Almighty by Mike Malian?
Probably.
Probably.
Play it, and if it's loud enough, we'll be able to tell you if it's the right one.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's got a fucking Netflix ad first.
Because it already just played, and we'll be able to tell based on what you just heard. You could tell
what
us if it's
the same.
What
you just heard, we'll play it again right here.
Yes. Through someone else's headphones.
So you'll hear it fourth hand.
I can't tell if it's the right one. It's probably the right one.
I'm pretty sure I found it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's the one with Steve Carell, right?
I just want to hear his reactions.
Oh God! Oh, right, so that's going through my headset. So that's probably not going to be audible on the.
Yeah, we.
That's okay.
We can't hear.
It's important that you hear it completely though.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
This is all about your personal experience.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because the rest of us have already heard it. 30
yeah, and I'm actually going to watch it again right now.
You know what? Let's just play it again on the show right now.
Right. Do you want another gap? Or do you want me to just put it through my phone? I think it'd be funnier just to.
Whatever. Play
I'm gonna play it through my phone. You already got the regular version. Now you get the fucking dumbass version.
This is the bootleg version.
I swear to God, if someone listens to this episode after the other two and they're new to our show,
I don't understand what's going on.
Show.
Here it is. Is it?
Now you need to find the South Park one next.
Pee pee.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
That really doesn't ever get old.
It doesn't. It really doesn't get old.
This is why the internet is amazing.
So the rest of this episode is just going to be
dude, I don't even care. I just want to hear like these fucking medals.
So Sean, what all games have you won from us so far?
So shit, fucking Quest for Dungeons. I've won that. That was a lot of fun. And that is an addictive experience right there, and addictive and a half.
Goddamn
I've only
right
played
it
about
is.
An hour, and I still haven't fucking beat a fucking dungeon.
Uh-oh.
I know. I'm not very good at dungeon crawling. One, two, three. I want a BPC. There's just no way to be for me. And you. What the fuck is this one?
Fuck you,
yeah, bro. Fuck yeah, bro.
Woo, woo.
Oh, my God.
I love that people do that shit.
Dude, I need to start doing that. Like, that's how I need to fucking, like, earn my living. Because let's... All right, so that episode came out, what, a fucking week ago?
A week and, like, 2 days.
A week and 2 days. All right? This guy's already got, like 20,000 views.
Really? That's it? I'm surprised it doesn't have more.
It'll get way, way higher. Once people start realizing, like, how amazing this is, it's gonna fucking, like, blow up.
You gotta link that to me.
It's so good. It's so good.
But yeah, Beat Buddy is pretty cool game.
Yeah. Video games.
I feel so bad because I got a link to them to let them know that the episode finally came out and we're going to be talking about Beat Buddy and then
why did I agree to be on this show? I don't fucking
get
it.
But the company is Threaks from Germany. It's like Freaks but with a TH instead.
Threaks. I like it.
Yeah. And they've been awesome people to talk to work with. They gave us all those Steam codes of Beat Buddy to give away.
Dude, and this game is like, I really, really dig it. I think stylistically, it's interesting. It's different.
The
music's so fucking good. Like, from the very first level, you're just like, okay, I get it. And then it starts incorporating in like the other enemies and it starts layering in other stuff from the song.
And the game at the start is just silent.
It's just silence.
And then kick drums come in.
And then you see another enemy and then it's bringing in like the snare drum. And then you see another enemy and then it's bringing in the hi-hats and you're just like, God damn, this is interesting. Like,
and it just builds to a whole song and it's fucking fantastic.
Dude, that like swing... That swing like jazz song is it's unbearably catchy. Like,
I think Beat Buddy Swing it's called.
Yeah, dude, it's so good. It's so good. I could sit and listen to that all day.
Again, check out episode 127 for music from Beat Buddy because it's good. And then buy it.
Yeah.
Because
it's like each level a different song then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because we're going to have the link to buy the album here on this episode and on the other one. So,
because it's that important.
Because it's good. Plus, you could email us, thesmlpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll give you a fucking game.
Yeah. We have a couple. We have a few copies.
We do.
Of Beat Buddy, so.
We have that. I counted yesterday because I was talking to people about, I'm surprised at how many devs are like really on board with being a part of our show and doing interviews and our giveaways. I have 12 different games to give away.
12 different games?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
One of the interviews I did this week was for Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time, episode 126. Check it out right now. After I did the interview and I was talking with the PR guy, he gave me 10 Steam codes for Lovers to give away.
Yo, so we got a lot of copies for that game, so...
I've been giving them out to friends. I gave some away on Twitter.
Email us.
It's really that easy, because we have emails today that wrote us. And they got...
And they got games.
They got games.
You can get free shit. Everybody likes free shit.
Yeah.
Just do it.
And by the way, I mentioned Twitter. We have an official Twitter account.
We have a Twitter account now.
Pappy set it up.
I don't even use Twitter. And we have a Twitter.
And he's not going to use this Twitter either.
No. what'll probably end up happening is, like, I'll say something stupid, and then I'll just be, I'll, like, text Joe, be like, Joe, put this on the Twitter account. Like, I don't know. We'll see. I need to start being more active on Twitter.
Yeah, you should.
I need to learn how to Twitter.
It's Sean's fault.
Obviously.
Twitter, I barely even know her.
Yeah, we talked about
SML. What do you think the pop up? Like, I don't know.
If you hashtag SML,
hashtag SML. Like, who do you have to steal it from on Twitter? Like, what do you think might already be trending under that?
Under
I mean, it's similar to like the original contest that you guys had about like the naming. I guess I don't know. I wonder.
I guess I'm gonna have to look, aren't I?
Yeah. See what's hashtag SML. See if that means anything.
Twitter.
Oh, actually.
Oh.
I need to pull this up on my phone and show it to Joe. It's just a picture. You're not going to be able to see it unless he uses it as the picture for the episode.
Yeah, maybe. I'll just search for SML in general.
I was driving behind a car the other day, and the license plate was SML Sys. I mean, obviously it stands for small sys, but fuck them. It's the SML car. Because I said so.
This weekend's rain should bring hashtag SML water levels closer to normal, still down 2 feet.
What?
SML tonight, hashtag Ultra London.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see. I will always love this side of Nads, so brave to face her bashers. SML at Hello Bangsy.
Dude, see, and that's why I don't use Twitter, because I don't understand half the fucking crap that's coming out of these people's mouths.
Like, does SML stand for something? Because I see...
Yes, someone might listen. Sexy Mastodon Lingerie.
Oh, here's one I recognize from Mike Micah.
Ah!
At the SML podcast, at Glenn Case. SML, is that the Show Tune and Music Lodge podcast? No, thank you.
Show Tune and Music Lodge. That's fucking great.
Yeah, everything else is just about, like, I don't know.
Dicks? I don't know what any of that other shit means. Like, at all. At all.
RT for indirect free because exam is done. Yiz, Y-I-Z, I don't know what, IFB, just ask SML, kiss emoji, don't let this flop.
Yeah, dude, I don't understand.
Like,
don't let it flop.
Do you want to know the other reason why I don't use Twitter? Half of the time, they're not using words, because you're limited to a certain amount of characters. So everybody shorthands everything, and you don't understand a fucking word that they're trying to say.
SML for this fandom. What the hell is... I don't know. I just don't know.
I mean, I know SMH is shaking my head, so is, like, SML, like, shaking my loins?
Shaking my labia.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Here's one. Yes, 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 hashtag SML.
That doesn't explain anything!
Here's another one, just SML, question mark.
I don't get it!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you know what the fuck SML stands for that's not affiliated with our show...
On Twitter.
Please tell us.
So much love.
Email us. You can do some investigative...
So much love.
You could do some...
So much love, yeah.
That seems too common for it to be right.
Or sexual mastodon lingerie.
Sexual molten
sexy
lava.
Sexual molten lava, yeah.
Scandinavian mastodon lingerie.
Dude, it's been 100 episodes. I don't remember.
It's been over 100 episodes.
No, this is 125. 25 was the contest.
Yeah, but it's only been 100 weeks for the 125 episodes, because we're doubling up and tripling up now. So there you go.
Yeah, but we did miss, like, two.
Yeah,
and
we missed extra time. Like, it's been longer than that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Beat Buddy. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Tangent. Tangents.
I'm really
alike.
Sorry, Threaks. Like, I expected better from us.
No, guys, seriously.
Hashtag Beat Buddy.
Hashtag Beat Buddy. Hashtag seriously, that game's fucking great. You should try it.
Seriously, must listen. SML.
Seriously, must.
Hashtag SML.
Love Beat Boy.
Yes. Beat Buddy.
Beat Buddy.
Is Beat Boy the guy that's in it? It could be.
I think it's just Beat Buddy.
It's cool. I really dig the game. I think it's great.
Another
it's
awesome fun. Game that came out recently, though, Inside My Radio.
Yes.
Sean was talking about that just before we got on, so I'm guessing you have impressions of the game?
Yeah, I mean, it was... I initially watched the trailer, so I didn't really know what I was going into the game. It was actually a pretty nice, fun little platformer where you're limited to... actually doing your moves, like jumping and so on, like dashes, to the beat of the soundtrack.
Yes,
so that was,
everything
that was
must be properly on time with the game.
Like, if you mess it up, like, you just stand there and you look like an idiot, then you die, and then...
And if you do time trials and you fuck up, you lose time in the time trials.
You do. You know what? I've done time trials, and I don't fuck up, and I still fucking lose time trials.
Tough.
Time trials is hard.
It's really tough.
It's so fucking hard.
Yeah, you gotta be on top of your shit on that.
I know. I just can't waste any seconds.
Tick-tock.
Oh, man. It was definitely a fun game, though. Holy crap. The story was shorter than I expected. Like, I literally started playing it yesterday. Just be like, I'm like, all right, I'll play it, like, tonight. See what happens. Stopped while I got to, like, a spider boss. And I'm like, oh, I'll stop here for the night. Tried playing this morning. I'm like, oh, I'll play the spider boss. Fucking killed it. It's like, hey, you won the game. And I'm like, oh.
Huh.
Okay. How about that?
Yay.
So you beat the game.
Victory. Yeah.
Give it a review right now.
Shit.
Come on.
Review.
Give us a review.
Give us a review. Okay. So, Inside My Radio is this wonderful game in which you play a ghost?
Question mark?
You're like a ghost that gets sucked into the radio, and you become a sprite inside the radio, and then you have to traverse the radio to kill a spider with the help of two friends, one who's Elvis and one who's Dave Bautista from Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, that's what I got out of it. So all three of them kind of traverse their own little levels.
Dave Bautista?
About one level apiece. And you struggle with keeping a beat, or you keep a beat, and then you get off beat, and you keep a beat in the wrong beat, and then you're going to stand there like an idiot for about a couple seconds. You get an achievement for it, because the game mocks you.
Yeah.
As you...
What is it? Five times in a row, if you screw up, you get an achievement?
Yeah. I mean, I was totally keeping a beat. It's just that my beat wasn't on beat with the song, so it didn't go well.
So is it you go to the beat of your own...
I do. I go to my own syncopated heartbeat, and it's just like, you know, we're getting complicated.
To the beat of Hard Rock Hallelujah.
Exactly. I throw in some paradiddles in there, you know. Just like,
hey, man.
Mix it up.
Paradiddles are life.
Yeah. Paradiddles are not good for this game, because you fuck up Mario so
badly. The funny thing about paradiddles, the only time I ever actually contemplated getting my knuckles tattooed was going to be the sticking for a paradiddle.
Oh my Lord.
It's going to be, I'm not even kidding. So, like, my right hand was going to be RLRR, and then my left hand was going to be LLRL.
It's a cheat code for a video game.
Actually, I did that backwards. It's RLRR, and then LRLL. That's what it is. You play it just like it sounds.
Yeah.
Paradiddle. The diddle is the same hand.
Diddle.
The diddling hand.
You can do paradiddle diddles. So it's right, left, yeah. Right, right, left, left. There's retatamacues. I just like saying those.
That sounds like a wizard. Yep. From like,
retatamacues. Flam taps. Flam taps are fun.
You're just making Dr. Seuss talk right now.
No,
yeah,
those are real.
A Harry Potter elf.
You can Google them. They are all drumming rudiments. If you want some really hilarious names, go look up fucking drum rudiments. Some of them are hysterically named. I mean, nice. You get the bit. You get the like boring ones where it's like 9-stroke roll, but stroke. Yeah,
stroke.
Single stroke roll.
Anyway, Sean could go back to his Inside My Radio review.
He said paradiddle. Oh, yeah. You can't say paradiddle in front of a drummer.
Paradiddles. I mean, as a drummer, I'm not sure if you played Inside My Radio pretty good.
I did like one or two time trials?
Yeah.
It was literally like what? It was right before I had to like leave for rehearsal or something, right?
Something like that.
I was just like, yeah, I'm going to try this quick, and then I tried a time trial quick, and it was fun. I liked it. I like the concept. I think it's an interesting concept. Again, like it kind of has a similar kind of theme to Beat Buddy in the fact that like you've got an underlying rhythm that you have to follow to, you know, complete the levels. which prior to these two games, I don't really remember, other than like games like Parappa the Rapper, I don't really remember seeing too many games that use that as a mechanic. So I thought it was really interesting. Not to mention the fact that, like, you have to think so much more in advance as far as, like, developing your game is, you know, the music becomes a legitimate gameplay element.
Yeah.
It can't be an afterthought. So it's really interesting how that works. And, you know, I'm sure it took a lot of fucking, you know, hard work and pre-planning to get that all to come together really well.
And of course, a game like that wouldn't be any good at all if the music wasn't good.
Oh yeah, if you're going to base an entire game off of your soundtrack and your soundtrack sucks, like, you're fucking dead in the water. So it's good that both of these games have like a really good soundtrack. You know, it makes sense. I will admit, I like Beat Buddies more,
but they're both fantastic.
But they're both good. But that's just my opinion.
Oh, so good. So good. I haven't played Beat Buddy, sadly. You ever play shit? It's called, now, I know.
I have not played shit.
Saying this,
I have.
PlayStation exclusive.
I'm not good at
so.
It.
Don't even know why I'm going to ask.
Oh,
but,
wasn't there a rhythm game that was on, like, was it PS4 or something like that, where it was like you're supposed to be some, like, it had licensed music, but it was like, you played it once in front of me. I think it was like some sort of taekwondo, like karate thing.
Kick Beat?
Yeah.
That's on Xbox One as well.
Is it on Xbox One as well? Yeah, that had licensed music and shit, didn't it?
Yeah, like POD and Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. So that was the last game besides your instrument rhythm games.
Yeah, Kick Beat is decent. I mean, I don't know. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but decent. What's the game you were talking about, Sean?
Oh, it was Sound Shapes, I think it was called.
Oh yeah, Sound Shapes is pretty cool.
Yeah, was that PlayStation exclusive?
Yep.
I can't recall. Yep. Yeah, that was that. Well, I mean, I'm a little biased. I played it once, and then I loved it because it was the easiest. Trophies don't hold the achievements in any way, but it was the easiest triple platinum trophy I've ever gotten on a PlayStation game, because you can just sync your save data between cross save between PS4, PS3, and PS Vita. So you literally did the trophy on one, synced it up, and you got everything.
It's hilarious. So you would just start the game on the PS4 or whatever system, import your save data, and then bling, bling, bling.
It was so great.
Bling, bling.
The
every
easiest
trophy
100%
just goes off.
I've ever gotten.
See,
well,
the
game was fun.
I didn't 100% it because those what are like the speed run ones you have to do.
Oh yeah,
those pissed me off. So I just fuck it, whatever.
My recommendation was trying on the PS Vita because I would just lay in bed and just play these speed run ones, and like they were fun. Like it was a lot easier to control on just like a little handheld like that. It was a good game. That and. Next closest thing, it's not technically a rhythm game per se, but it's a game that has rhythm, which I enjoy, which is the Bit Trip Runner series.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bit Trip ones by themselves have a little rhythm, but like the runner ones, like every jump or dodge or kick you do is like usually to the beat, so that's always fun as well.
Yeah, the Bit Trip series was always pretty good. And they are now Choice Provisions instead of Gaijin Games.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. And that's who Adam Rippon works with.
The more you know. So, why don't we get into some of these emails?
Well, I was going to say, when we were talking about Inside My Radio, the wonderful folks at Iceberg Games were nice enough to send us the soundtrack to play on this episode.
Excellent.
It is not available anywhere.
Ha! So you only can get it here.
So you can check it out here.
The exclusive soundtrack.
Don't say we never gave you anything.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a bunch of email. Believe it or not, we have 6.
That's way more than
emails.
Usual.
Six.
That's way more than usual.
I will start with the two that don't really do much with this episode.
Okay.
The first one from Randall. He says, "Hey guys, I know you've probably already covered Mag Classic on the episode that's going up last Friday, as it was last weekend. However, I've been thinking about MagFest in general a lot lately, and I'm hoping to start a bit of a debate. Joe has already announced that for the first time ever, he will skip MagFest proper next year when it happens in February. I didn't say I'm skipping it completely. I said if I can't get a Gaylord room, I'll skip it."
I unfortunately have to skip it completely.
Yeah.
Because I found out that the gig that I'm getting, they have a wedding booked that weekend already.
Balls.
So I am already booked that weekend, so I am not able to go.
He continues, "I, too, am considering a skip as the hotel is already sold out and I'm still waiting to hear back about my vendor application. Attending MagFest and not being able to stay in the Gaylord just doesn't feel right to me, and I don't want to waste time going back and forth between the convention hall and another hotel somewhere. Also, the last couple years have been extraordinarily expensive. I've gone from having a sure three people to split a room with to none. Jesse DeRona, my table mate and co-editor on that SNES anthology we did in 2014, has also decided to pass on MagFest next year. And Josh, I believe, got in on a suite with Pappy this year." That's if Pappy's going. And Ian,
yeah, he might
said,
be in Korea.
Yeah, I think Ian was saying that Pappy might not even be like splitting the suite. I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure. I didn't get involved with it because I know that I can't go. So
MagFest is most of all about spending time with my Mag family, and if I'm prohibited from doing that in any way, I don't want to go. So that leaves us with Mag Classic. The new show had a bit of a mysterious and reportedly rocky start last year with 8.5, but after listening to your show after 8.5, it sounded like it made a fine recovery, and this year's show was, by all accounts, even better. The timing of the show is a bit inconvenient, but it sounds 1,000 times more accessible than main Mag has become. It sounds like the size is just right, and it brings everything back to that cozy, familiar place Mag came from, where friends meet friends, old and new, around every corner, and there's no shortage of awesome panels, concerts, games, and fun. So the debate to be had by you, the people who've done both shows, which is better, MagFest or Mag Classic? Is it too soon to be asking these questions? Does Mag Classic have the attendance to remain viable? Will the organizers have the mental willpower to keep it smaller even if demand grows? For vendors slash artists like me who want a table at Mag events, is it better slash easier slash more fun to table at Classic versus MagFest?
All right, I've done two of each. That's my entire MagFest history so far.
Sean has done none because he's a bastard.
You fucked up. So in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, you could take it for what it's worth. In my opinion,
is this your opinion?
I like Classic more. Just because it's not, I think regular Mag has gotten too big, and that's just me. Like, it's not that I don't enjoy the big crowds, because I don't really have a problem with large crowds of people.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes, like, it's a little too much.
I think, despite what they've said, I think MagFest is becoming a convention.
I think it absolutely is a convention at this point. Classic, not so much.
Yeah.
Classic is definitely more like just a party.
Yeah.
Which is why I like
really
Classic.
Bummed I missed this year, thanks to my fucking neck slash shoulder slash whatever the hell injury that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but you can't.
So I really don't know how well this year went.
I feel like this year was actually better than last year. That's just
good to hear.
Obviously, it had some hiccups and stuff, but they were very, very minuscule.
And no matter what show you go to, you're going to run into crazy bitches.
Way. See, now here's the thing. Now that I'm, and this is why I'm going to go back to the debate between the big one and the small one. Now that I'm single, part of me wants to go to the big one now because there was way more women interested in me at the big Magfest than the small Magfest.
Unmarried women as well.
Yes. Which is an important factor.
Indeed. It's not the context, but do unmarried women prefer the big one or the small one?
Probably the small one.
Okay, I see.
And that's not a euphemism.
No,
you'll, definitely find more women at Main Mag.
Right. And you know what? And to be completely honest with you, I'm upset that I'm not going to Big Magfest because I would otherwise I would probably be able to hit on a lot of women.
I still think you can make it work. If that wedding's on Saturday, you could go Friday.
The wedding is on Saturday. I don't know if I'm playing the day before or the day after, which is entirely possible.
If not, I think you can make it happen.
It'd be a tough sell.
Anyway, Randall finishes up. I'm obviously very curious about Mag Classic and hope to plan way ahead next year to be able to attend, especially if it means I get to see all the friends I only get to see at Mag events without the oversized chaos that Magfest proper has become. Cheers, Flozax. One thing to keep in mind with Mag Classic is a lot of people don't go.
There are a lot of people that don't go to Classic, but there's a lot of people that probably aren't going to the big one now either.
Why?
Because of how quick it fucking sold out.
Yeah.
You know? I know a lot of people that, like, were regularly going to Mag events, and they found out that the Gaylord sold out so quick, and they're like, well, I guess I'm not going to fucking Mag. So, and who's to say who got a lot of those rooms? You know, it could just be people that were just like, all right, I need to get a room like fucking ASAP. And they're all these fucking like, you know, con dickheads. So yeah. Who's to say what caliber of people you're going to have at the big one in comparison to the small one? I will tell you without a shadow of the doubt that all of the people that I encounter at Classic, there's maybe like barely a handful of people that I don't care for.
Yeah.
Whereas the big one, there's a lot. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just becoming like a fucking disgruntled old man, but
I am.
Whatever, man.
Goddamn kids.
Fucking kids.
Yeah. Goddamn my lawn. Anyway, next email from Zachary Lyons.
Hero.
Titled Hiatus.
Oh, goddamn it.
Hey guys, I'm pretty busy lately between work, baby prep, my Final Fantasy marathon, writing at Twinfinite, and everything else. Apologies in advance, but I'm probably going to be pretty quiet on the emailing for a while. Don't worry, I'm still listening, just going into lurker mode for a while. Loving all the interviews and the free games that come along with them. Keep that up. So does that spell doom for the emails here at SML Podcast?
It all depends. If people want free shit, then they can send us emails. If they don't want free shit,
where
then
can
we won't
they send
emails.
Us emails?
The SML Podcast at gmail.com.
Sean, did you know that?
I did.
What was the address, Sean? Do you remember?
The SML Podcast at gmail.com. We should put the in front of it, or else you're just sending it to some other guy, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Jurgen, or whatever his name
is. Jurgens.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Next email from some nerdy dude, a.k.a. Brendan Becker.
Oh!
Favorite rhythm game. He says, so, two-tier answer. Favorite rhythm game, DDR. It got me somewhat/more in shape, and it kind of kicked off the genre for me. Obviously, I ended up cloning it into Pie Dance. That was a fun ride. Favorite spin on a rhythm game, though, probably Rez. Mixing the music game and rail shooter aesthetic was interesting, and it reminds me of Space Harrier, which I also really like, so there's that.
I don't know if I've ever played that.
It's on 360.
Is it?
Yeah.
Res I like HD. Rail shooters.
Plus, the original version... No. The original version on the PS2 in Japan, they released a Rez Trance vibrator.
Oh, boy. Is it the big one or the little one?
I don't remember how big it is. I know Brendan had one. I don't know if you still have them or not, Brendan, but if you have any spares, I've always been looking for
any spares. Make sure you run it through the dishwasher first.
Put it up my butthole. Next email. Zachary lied.
God, Zach, you lied.
I know I said I wouldn't be emailing for a while, but Joe said there's another free game to be had, so here I am.
What a slut.
I know. What a whore. Zach, you whore. Free games gets him to email, which I sent him codes already.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
My favorite rhythm game is Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy. It would probably be Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy Curtain Call, thanks to including non-Final Fantasy game music like Bravely Default, which still has a free demo.
Oh, fuck you, Zach. Fuck you.
Those are his words.
Fuck you. I'm not playing that goddamn game.
Also includes music like The World Ends With You, Chrono Trigger, Nier, and several others, but alas, I still haven't picked that one up. I really need to remedy that soon. Another one I've heard lots of great things about but somehow missed was Elite Beat Agents. Have any of you played
it?
Your thoughts?
I love Elite Beat Agents. That and Rhythm Heaven. Those two games, as far as like handheld rhythm games go, they're the fucking shit. Like, Elite Beat Agents was essentially like a DS version of DDR, but way more complicated once you get to the higher levels, which was great. And Rhythm Heaven was just kind of like almost like a Elite Beat Agents, but WarioWare-esque kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're both really good. If you have a DS, I highly recommend grabbing them and giving them a shot, but play them with headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and those are original DS games, so they will play in your 3DS as well.
Yes. So even if you have an older, if you never upgraded to a 3DS, but you have a DS system at all,
you're good.
You're good.
And Elite
Beat Agents. Elite
Beat Agents, you can find ridiculously cheap.
Oh my god, yeah.
You could probably find it for a buck or two.
Yeah, I would be hard pressed to find that. Rhythm Heaven
is harder to find.
Yeah, but
there is also a Wii version of the game.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Rhythm Heaven Fever.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much the same thing.
I think Sean was going to say something.
Not really. I have actually never played either of those. So.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something about Elite Beat Agents, and then Chris exploded into light.
I got excited because I played them both.
No, I was just trying to also decipher what you were saying when you had a stroke there.
Oh, that was him. That wasn't me.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to be that guy with Elite Beat Agents and say the imports are better.
The Japanese versions?
There's two games in Japan. I'm not even going to try pronouncing the full names. Everyone knows them as Ouendan, Ouendan.
Yes.
There's two games. The soundtrack is much, much better because it doesn't have fucking Cher in it.
Yeah.
The music is better. The design of the characters is better. Elite Beat Agents is basically Ouendan 3.
Yeah.
It is a complete... There is zero carryover between... the games.
No. You can get any one of them and just play them independently and you're good.
And the Ouendan games, instead of having agents, it's actually based on male cheerleaders.
Which is funnier.
And the music is just better in the Japanese versions.
No, I agree. It's just, I'm taking into consideration most people are only going to have access to...
Elite Beat Agents is infinitely more attainable and cheaper.
Right.
The Ouendan games could still get like $50.
Yeah, that can get a little crazy.
There is a sequel to Elite Beat Agents released only in Japan. I'm looking at it now just to, like, see if I can like decipher the fucking title. The English translation is Let's Go, Hot-Blooded Rhythm Spirit. Yeah, Fight, Cheer Squad 2.
Yeah, that's Ouendan 2.
That's Ouendan 2.
Yeah, that's the one? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, wow. I like that title.
And I got both of them sitting on my shelf because they're so fucking good. They're worth tracking down if you dig Elite Beat Agents. I would try Elite Beat Agents first, and if you like it, get the better games.
Yes. But you'll at least have, like, a general idea of what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah. Next email. I can't believe I'm still going. From Tony Hubert.
Wait, what?
Hubert. With
There's a T.
T
at the end of it?
Yes. When I was in Kale's stream last night, he was streaming Nier.
Okay.
I mentioned that we do the show, and this dude sent in an email, and he was rewarded with free games. Two free games.
Two? Oh, man.
Hypervoid and Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time.
Made out like a bandit.
Yeah. Plus, he got the Pixel Noir EP.
Ah,
because I'm sending them to
everyone.
Person. Kunal gave us 20. What are we supposed to do?
Make it rain.
Sean, did I give you a Pixel Noir EP code?
You did not. You did
okay,
not.
You're getting
you're
one.
You're going
later.
To.
I'm giving you like seven of them.
Oh my god.
So what does Tony say?
Tony says, I don't have very much experience with rhythm games outside the likes of Guitar Hero, but one that I am really looking forward to is Persona 4 Dancing All Night. The fact that it is taking music that I know and love from games along with the great characters were already enough to pique my interest, but knowing that Atlas plans to have a story for each of the characters like in P4 Arena made it a sure buy for me. Also, the fact that Naoto Shirogane is best girl. I probably butchered that.
Hey, you did way better than I probably would.
I tried.
You know, I never played any of the Persona games, so that's probably more up your alley, Joe.
Yeah. That is something I had pre-ordered, but I ended up canceling it just because I know money is really tight with us right now.
Right.
There's still the possibility to get it. I might try getting it through Best Buy to save 20%.
Right.
Yeah, I'm hoping to, but if I don't, I'll live.
Wasn't there a Persona game that was, like, canceled for the U.S.?
Not that I know of.
Something was...
Persona 5 was delayed into next year.
I thought that was, like, straight up canceled.
No. Unless some news broke that I don't know about.
Can somebody Google that? Anyone? Can you Google that?
Let's see here. Persona series.
Persona 5.
I'm pretty sure it just
US
got delayed
release.
Into next year.
I don't know.
I did that about the.
I could be wrong.
If Persona 5 got canceled, like, everyone in the world would go insane right now.
Yeah, release date quarter 3, 2016.
Yeah, so big-ass delay.
So huge delay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So just a big-ass delay. I thought it was straight-up canceled, so...
No. We would know if it was straight-up canceled.
Okay.
Like, there would be...
Riots?
Suicides, riots.
And they'd all be sent to the trauma center.
Yeah. Because Atlas made the trauma center games, too.
Aha!
Then they go to Dokapon Kingdom.
Final email from Nick Hagman, also known as Nario or DJ Nario. This isn't rhythm game related. He asked me if I'd like to cover this news that he sent, and I'm going to try getting him on the show sometime next week. He writes in, I just got all 120 stars on Super Mario 64, all on a dance pad.
Wait, what?
No controller on my hand, and I was forced to beat the game without rotating the camera since my dance pad didn't have enough buttons for C, left, right, down,
is
or
there a video
L.
of this?
Could only use C, up, and R to move the camera. That's it. I've checked. I'm the first person to do it on a dance pad with all 120 stars. Two others have gotten 70 stars before and are really cool. Super Scrub Brothers and Peking Boo, and yes, I'm back. Apparently, he sent links to these. I'll try to include them in the episode description, but there's a lot of
like
links.
Videos of him doing it.
Here's a video of me beating Final Bowser with all 120 stars in hand. I mean foot. And okay, I'll at least link this. He says, here's a playlist I've made for those that would like to see all 120 stars. I stream on Twitch here once a week, twitch.tv/DJNario. It's like Mario, but with an N.
But with an N.
Yes. On the same day, yet another dance pad streamer, Peking Boo, got all 120 shine sprites on Mario Sunshine. He's got an authentic DDR arcade cabinet set up for his streams. And is a cool guy.
Him and Dude, this is seriously like the. I can't wait to watch this. Like,
him and I have only chatted a few times, but we support each other. He deserves some attention. I live in the U.S. He lives in Australia, so we've got dance pad streams for everyone across the globe. he shares a link of him beating Bowser with all 120 shine sprites, and then that guy streams on Twitch at twitch.tv/PekingBoo. Like peekaboo, peeking, boo.
Got it.
People love this stuff and always gets a positive reception. I think it would help all of us if this was covered. Oh, and I'm playing GoldenEye 64 on a dance pad next.
Holy shit.
I want to see the Mario one. Because, like, Mario 64 on a dance pad seems really fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just kind of thinking about it in my head about how you would have to do this shit, and it seems really tough.
So, because there's so much stuff there, I will link his playlist of Mario 64, and then we gave the Twitch channels for both DJ Nario and Peking Boo, so go check them out as well. Like I said, I'm going to try getting Nario on next week. There are early plans for a special guest on next week's official episode, but if I have some interviews, I might end up doing a one-on-one with him, because we can do more than one episode a week.
If you get him, you need to get him on the main episode so I can talk to him too.
Well, we don't even know if you'll be here next Thursday.
It's very true, but just in case I am.
Okay, well, what days are you free next week?
Thursday. I think. As far as I know. I have no idea what the fuck's going on in my schedule from now until next Saturday, because I'm assuming that they're going to want me to do at least one or two more rehearsals before my show.
Yeah.
So I just don't know when that is. So
I was actually trying to get him on the episode tonight, but he wouldn't be free until like right now.
That sucks.
Yeah. And I don't think you want to do it like another hour after this.
Nope. No, I do not. You are correct, sir.
Oh, man. So what kind of news has there been this week?
I don't know. You're the news guy.
Rock Band DLC. Or Rock Band pre-order.
Pre-order DLC.
Yes. And the fact that I got declined for the fucking road crew.
Yeah, I'm calling shenanigans on that whole fucking thing.
I'm so pissed about it. Like, it... That's like your parents telling you you're not good enough.
Oh, dude. I've been hearing that my entire life.
That's how it feels to me.
Bleh. Bleh. That don't mean shit.
My soul hurts.
Bleh.
My soul hurts.
Does that mean that we get to play Gimme Chocolate in this episode?
No.
God damn it.
That's next episode.
I told you we're playing Inside My Radio Music.
You can just play it after that.
No. Plus, I don't know if that'll get us any kind of legal...
Oh, it would definitely get us fucking stopped on YouTube.
Well, I don't know if it would get it, like, unable to play in America, but...
It's possible.
I just don't want any copyright strikes.
You know what? You know what may give us copyright strikes, but it probably won't. At least I'm hoping that it won't. Because if it does, I'm going to be, like, really, really pissed. It would actually be this. Scandal with the Buffalo BP service when the mayor.
Sorry, I seem to have something stuck in my. Somebody got it.
you son of a bitch.
A poo poo ka 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 ka. A pee pee.
God damn it.
I don't care. Dude, I'm literally like, I'm figuring out how to make that my fucking ringtone like tonight.
Just rip the MP3 of it.
Yep, that's what I plan on doing.
So, what are you guys playing?
I am, because of my ridiculous schedule, incredibly behind with games. So, what I'm currently playing is fucking Guacamelee. Nice. That's apparently a new release.
Because it doesn't matter if it's a new release.
Yeah, you know, I'm playing Guacamelee, and then I'm slowly but surely playing Assassin's Creed Unity, since that game's finally fixed for a while.
Oh, is it? Maybe I can finally go back to it and actually like play it again?
Yeah, yeah. It's
I love Guacamelee so
fixed,
much.
So, been chugging away with that, slowly but surely.
I'm excited because Drinkbox, the guys who made Guacamelee, they're working on a new game for the Vita called Severed. It got bumped into next year, but there is a pretty decent chance that when it's coming out, we might get someone from Drinkbox on the show.
Neato.
Which I'm pretty excited about. Yeah, the one PR guy I've been talking to...
does, like, all of their shit.
Well, he's represented both Extreme Exorcism and Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time, and he and I, before, like, even any interviews or codes were sent my way, he and I just started chatting back and forth, and we kind of like hit it off, chatting a bit, and I was like, I didn't even know he had anything to do with Extreme Exorcism at first, because I guess I was dealing with the European PR person for that game, and he sent me a code on his own that I didn't even know was, I didn't realize it was from him, and he asked me, oh god,
stop moving your head,
I can't help it. he asked if I got the code. I was like, I didn't even realize that was from you. And he's like, yeah, I represent them. He sent me a code for Runbow for the Wii U. So I might try getting in touch with someone from Runbow. It'd be cool to have them on the show. And I was like, well, what other games do you represent? And he just sent me a list of like 7 other games that he's handling PR for. A lot of them don't come out until next year.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? We might have some other interviews coming our way thanks to him.
Yay!
So, that's if you're even still part of the show.
I may be gone. I don't know. I have no idea what life holds for me.
Well, at least we know that at this point that if you disappear,
you're
I could
self-sufficient.
Handle it.
Yeah. Yes. You're self-sufficient.
Yes.
I knew that you
I
would
can
be,
feed
Joe.
Off my own fat.
I knew that you would be, Joe.
I believe in you.
So why don't you say what you're playing next, because I haven't been playing much.
No.
I mean, I have stuff that I've been playing that I'll comment
on. I've been playing pretty much everything we're doing interviews about.
Yeah, so, a lot of games.
Let's see. We did interviews for Lovers. We did an interview for Extreme Exorcism. Panarium, which just came out on Xbox One, PS4.
I started playing that.
Panarium.
It's really fun.
Do you want to talk about that game?
So, Panarium is you play a guy that essentially gets stolen, kidnapped, and brought into a circus. Now, the circus, the act that you were doing in the circus is essentially almost, I would say, pseudo snuff filmy. The dude is trying to kill you in like a bunch of different random ways. So there's random traps that just get generated depending on how many of the barrels that you collect. And they are very varied and strange and weird, but
essentially evil.
Yes. It's one of those games where like you're gonna die a lot, but it's fun and it's unbearably addicting. Because you could sit and, like, die on a level, like, fucking 30 times, and you'll still want to just go back to it and keep playing it.
Yeah, it's one of those one more run kind of games.
Yep. That's exactly how to put it.
And you can listen to episode 127 for our interview.
It's a really, I really like that game. It's, I'm glad that I have it on the Xbox One because it's just one that I can kind of just pop in, play for a little bit, and then just kind of get out if I want to. So,
I think we still have a code for that to give away. I don't know. You can try emailing us because even if we do have it, it's probably just one and it might go quick.
Yeah.
So.
And if not, there's plenty of other games.
Yeah.
That you can get.
And Pixel Noir music that you will get.
That you will get.
You'll get it.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
We'll force it on you. But yeah, so Panarium's pretty cool. Check out the interview. And then get more information.
The last interview I did, which I just beat this game yesterday, Guns, Gore, and Cannoli from Belgian developers Crazy Monkey Studios. So, amazing game title, amazing company name, and the game is absolutely fantastic. It's they were saying a lot of their inspiration came from games like Shank and Metal Slug.
You can definitely tell the Metal Slug influence.
The gameplay is straight up Metal Slug, but 1920s Prohibition era zombies.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It looks great. I really like the art style for it. It is
all hand-drawn sprites.
Yeah.
And I actually talked with the character designer and artist in our other interview on 127, so definitely check that episode out. We do have codes for that to give away because we give shit away.
Yeah. Because we got swag, man.
Can you believe we still have codes for Nightmares from the Deep?
That's a neat game, too.
It was fun.
They gave us a lot of codes.
I mean,
maybe they had problems getting rid of the codes.
I guess I'll take one.
I thought you had it already.
No. I told you to hold on to them for our listeners.
Yeah.
But if we've got a bunch of codes, like, fuck it, I'll take them.
Yeah, I think we still have two of them left.
I'll play it.
Do you like Mahjong? You're going to love it.
Or Hidden Object.
See, it's been a while since I've played a Hidden Object game, other than Myst, and fuck Myst.
I will say, if you're playing Nightmares from the Deep, choose Mahjong or the Hidden Object puzzles, and stick with it the whole way through.
Yes.
Because there are achievements tied to all the Hidden Objects, or all the Mahjong, and if you split it up, you got to replay the whole game to get them.
Wait, what do you mean, like, split them up?
Various times through the game, you'll see a sparkling area, which will lead to a hidden object puzzle game. If you want, you can hit down on the D-pad and play a Mahjong game instead of looking for the hidden objects.
Oh, so you have to do two playthroughs?
Yeah, if you don't mix it up on your first playthrough.
And then if you mix it up on your first playthrough, you do three playthroughs because then you got to play through Mahjong again, like all Mahjong, and you do all hidden objects.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The game's great, though. A lot of backtracking, but I really enjoyed the game.
No, I sat and watched you play it a couple times.
And, of course, I am still balls mega deep into Forza 6.
God, Forza looks so nice.
I just did an hour-long endurance race earlier, 26 laps.
Ooh. So beautiful.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
It is. It's really gorgeous.
It is so fucking good. I know someone else who's been playing Forza 6, right, Sean?
I actually haven't played it yet.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Sean bought the code off of me from the other game.
Yeah.
Oh, did you really?
I installed it. It's sitting there. And then I've been playing so many indie games that I'm just like, no, I have to devote my time to the indie games. I can't play Forza 6 because that's going to like suck up my time like a black hole. And I'm not going to pay attention to any of the indie games going on. So I'm like, I need to.
And there's been so many indie games out. There's
so many. Lot.
It's been a crazy month or so for indie games.
Yeah.
And there's more coming.
There's a lot more coming.
We'll have more interviews coming. But I guess for now, I guess we're good for this week.
I have one last thing to offer to the show.
Okay.
It's another reason.
Virginity?
It's another reason for people to email us.
And where can they email us, by the way?
They can email us at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com.
What happens if they forget the?
Then it doesn't come to us, and you get nothing.
Jurgens.
Jurgen.
So,
and the small one.
If you email a response to this question, you can get a free game. My question to you is, the listener, and you guys.
Okay.
I have roughly 45, 49-ish dollars of credit on my Xbox One.
Are you having a stroke with how you're talking right now?
He's being dramatic.
No. So I have that amount of currency on my Xbox One.
So you got about 40, we'll say 45 bucks to cover tax.
Precisely. So I've got about 45 bucks on my Xbox. I want you to email in, and I want you to tell me which game I should pick up for myself. Assume that I don't have much. Because I really don't.
Yeah.
Most of the games that I have are either like ones that were free. So like try not to include any past like games with gold. Because I should have it.
I think we should knock the amount down to 40, and you should just buy Lara Croft since it's $6.
I'm
because by the time we get replies, it won't be on sale anymore.
I don't know if I want it, though.
Come out after the show and play it on my system.
Okay.
So demo it.
Okay, so yeah. Let's say $40.
Yeah.
And obviously...
Are there any games you've been considering that people could send in their opinions?
Rare Replay, obviously.
Yes.
I've been considering some indie games. Rogue Legacy being one of them. There was another one that was very similar. The bigger version of Binding of Isaac. I have the original version of Binding of Isaac on my PC.
Yeah.
I don't have the Rebirth version. Same thing with Don't Starve. I have Don't Starve, like, the original basic version on my PC, but yeah. The bigger version is on Xbox One, so I was considering that as well. Shovel Knight.
It's a good choice.
Shovel Knight I was considering. As far as indie games go, I think those were the main ones that I was considering. I mean, I'm obviously try and stay within that budget of $40 because there are games slightly higher than that I've already considered. Blood Bowl 2 being the most obvious one. I'm going to pick that up at some point.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to pick it up right away. So try and stay within $40. And that's like including tax if possible. So give me some suggestions. I'm open to whatever. I've gotten kind of burnt out with a lot of the games that I've been playing, other than some of the indie games that we've been getting from the generous game developers that have been sending us codes. So, I mean, Dying Light was the last like triple A, I guess, title that I got into. I burnt myself out on it. I think I'm done with it already. So give me some suggestions. thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think.
We just got an email.
Another email?
Yeah.
God damn it.
From Sion Smith. Nice. She sent in a review of Beat Buddy.
Hey.
All right. I guess we'll read that off before we take off.
Sure. All right. Hi, Joe Cam, Pappy, who isn't here, and Chris. Tis I, Sion, otherwise known as Surlyna, writing you another email. This time it's about Beat Buddy, Tale of the Guardians. That's the full name. And what I think of the game. While I consider myself to be a good writer, I'm not that keen on the technical jargon of video gaming, so I'll be speaking plain, but I will do my best to sound knowledgeable on these things. First off, the game is gorgeous. Agreed. It's colorful, vibrant, and the background art gives off an almost 3D vibe. I felt that a lot of the background was hand-drawn, and I really appreciated the look. It's nostalgic, almost. The sprites are interesting, though. They are various shaped oblong blobs of goo or whatever. It's cum.
Are you sure?
It's blue, so you never know.
They should probably get checked by a doctor.
I know I'm not describing it right, but they are quirky and cute, especially the main character, Beat, who is a nice neon blue. I also thought it was cute that most of the citizens of Symphonia, the underwater world where the game takes place, were all wearing headphones. Very nice touch.
Was that the one where, like, you would read something and the guy's, like, reading it off and he's, like, doing the beatboxing?
Yeah, it's like where this game really shines is in the music.
Dude, it's actually really, really entertaining. Like, listen to the dialogue when you're, like, going through, like,
and reading
text boxes
the signs.
And stuff. It's it's cool. It's really neat.
Where the game really shines is the music, and it better with such a title. And it does deliver, handsomely. Everything you interact with in this game has its own discernible sound and rhythm. And when these objects are in close proximity with each other, it produces a melodic cacophony that is quite pleasing to my ears. Bonus points for saying cacophony.
Yeah, cacophony is a good word.
I was able to identify some of the instruments used, like the bass and snare drums, and I think a tuba, and I'm very interested to see if there are any more unique instruments and combos. Each level has a different theme song as well, and those are positively hypnotic. At times I found myself just listening to the music and watching Beat go through several dance animations, which are also really cute. Story-wise, it seems a pretty standard. Big baddie Prince Maestro is trying to take the world's music and use it for his own nefarious purposes. Beat is one of the three musical aspects who must travel through Symphonia to find his sisters and do stuff. What this stuff is, I don't know. I've plunked about 3 hours into the game so far, and I don't think I'm very far. Still doesn't stop me from writing this, though. Minor gripe time. Uh-oh. I didn't find movement all that easy. In order to swim... Oh, she's doing the Steam version.
Oh, okay.
In order to swim, you click with the left mouse, and Beat will swim to that location. But if you hold the button, he will swim continuously. That's fine, but you can sprint by hitting the right mouse, which is important for the timing obstacles.
I'm gonna save you a hassle here. Just get a fucking controller. Like, I can imagine how this game would be relatively difficult in comparison on, you know, a mouse and keyboard as opposed to a controller.
I haven't played the Steam version, so I wonder if it has controller support.
I would assume it would.
Yeah. You have an Xbox One, so just plug your controller into the computer.
Yeah, literally all you have to do is just plug the USB cable that you get from charging it
into
your computer,
and it works. Yeah. The problem is I use my laptop. Oh, this doesn't make it any easier. So it was weird to use one finger to steer, another to swim, and another to dash.
Yeah, dude, use your controller. Just use your controller.
I plugged in my normal mouse, and that seemed to alleviate the problem. Also, in order to use or activate an object, Beat pretty much has to be hugging it. Even when I get him close to said object, it takes a few ticks before he can interact with it. In those timing puzzles, that becomes annoying. Finally, in the game, there are these crystals that, if you collect enough of them, you can unlock extras, which seem to include behind-the-scenes action on how the game was made. That's cool, but if you don't collect all the crystals in any given level, the next level features new extras, and you don't get the whole story until you go back and find those other crystals. I mean, I am a completionist, but come on, that is slightly ridiculous. With all that said, I'm really looking forward to completing the game, which I hope will be soon, but I'm a working woman who just moved and has no internet. In fact, I typed all of this on my phone. Oh, Godspeed, you poor woman. My dedication knows no bounds. Aren't y'all lucky? Anyway, I hope the email isn't too long, and I hope I did an adequate job of reviewing Beat Buddy. Sion. P.S. You didn't butcher my name in the last podcast, did you? I'd be so crushed if you did. Of course I did.
Of course I did.
PPS, if you liked my review and writing, Joe Camp, feel free to send me a code for the other game you were pimping on Facebook. Won't get to it until this time next week, but better late than never.
I'm sure we have more than enough games to send your way.
I'll hook you up with something.
Yeah.
Got a couple codes lying around.
Yeah.
I might have one or two.
Maybe. We'll see.
That great timing.
Happy
just
Halloween.
Just as we're about to wrap up an episode, we get an email.
Yeah, that's hysterical, actually.
But, Beat Buddy, Inside My Radio, both games, awesome titles. Pick them up, check them out, enjoy them, love them, hold them, snuggle with them. Much appreciation and thanks to the developers for sending us codes and making this conversation possible.
It'll hold you over until Rock Band.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
which is really what we're all just trying to do, right?
Yeah, we're all trying to stay sane until Rock Band.
Yeah.
Right, Sean?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so far away, even though it's so close.
It's so close, yet so far.
Yeah, and then it'll be so far.
So far away.
I've been changing, but you'll never see me now.
I forgot about that song.
Now I'm blaming you. You're so far away.
Oh, God. You okay there, Joe?
Yeah, he does a scream. I'm not a screamer.
No.
Well, don't they have a Dragon Force song in the game and it's like the new guy? It's like one of the new songs. They got like a new fucking singer. Like the guy's not even in the band anymore.
I'm not too familiar.
I thought we were going with the Crossfade song.
Yeah, that was Crossfade.
Oh, I was thinking Dragon Force.
Yeah.
No.
So far away. They're only Crossfade, I think their only popular song was that
looking back at me, I see that I never really got it right. I never stopped to think of you. I'm always wrapped up in things I cannot win. You are the antidote that gets me by. Something strong.
Like a drug that gets me high.
Yeah, that part at the end there just sounds like a Nine Inch Nails song.
What I really meant to say is I'm sorry for the way.
Sorry for
Never meant to be so cold.
That's our copyright strike.
Friend in me.
She takes the bite of the apple.
Friend in me.
She chews it once, twice, three times. Sean, what the fuck did you send me a link for Squid Hero for Kinect 4?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you're just looking for game suggestions, stuff like that.
I don't have a Kinect. That's another. All right, so that's another portion. Don't send me Kinect games. I don't have a Kinect.
There you go. There's your first answer from Sean Squid Hero.
I'm not gonna accept it because I don't own a Kinect.
Oh, and the other, he sent another one for.
Is it the rugby one?
No, but it's a game I've been pouring a lot of time into.
The Frozen one?
Frozen Free Fall Snowball Fight.
I was actually planning on getting that after the podcast.
Dude, it's a
was
free
over.
Game. Why
I
wouldn't you?
No, that's why I was going to get it.
It's free.
Totally People
free.
Are like, ew, why would you play a Frozen game? Because it's Bejeweled. Because
it's fucking free.
And it's like Bejeweled. Why would you play Bejeweled? Because it's fun?
It's free.
It's free. It's fun. There's no other gem matching game on the Xbox One right
Which
now.
Which is weird.
I know.
You think that they would at least have like a Zuma or something?
Well, Zuma was like the shooting the ball.
It's close enough.
And there is one. It's called Sparkle Unleashed.
Oh,
that's basically Zuma.
Oh, I get
it. Like, we need Puzzle Quest back.
You know, I never actually played a Puzzle Quest.
They're awesome.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
So, anybody have anything else to say?
Not really.
What no. I really meant to say. No, I'm good.
I'm sorry for the way I am.
Was that it? That was in a Rock Band, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never was it? Meant to be so cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
It might have been DLC.
God, now I want to look it up.
Swing a bell.
Son of a bitch.
Fucking cross! I can't believe we're looking up stuff for Crossfade.
Son of a! Hey, I like Crossfade, and their new album was so good.
I didn't know they had another one.
Yeah.
I mean, not trying to be that guy. I had no fucking clue. I had no idea.
Oh my god! GameStop, stop loading.
Crossfire.
Fade.
Crossfire.
Bang.
You know, I'm actually kind of upset that Crossfade never put out a cover of the Crossfire theme.
Cold by Crossfade, released November 20th, 2012 in Rock Band.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I apparently own this song. I don't fucking remember it.
I apparently own this song.
Yeah. Fuck. All right.
Well,
sure.
Looks like you got to play
did
that.
Did we do a video for it? Please tell me we did a video for it.
Let's see here.
Oh my god, please tell me we did. I don't remember this song. Well, we fucking did it.
a video of a full band thing's loading. Nope, that's not mine. All right.
That one's not mine.
That one's not mine. That doesn't count.
So, final words?
I don't know. I guess Sean could do it once he finds out if we did Crossfade or not.
I'm looking it up here. Let's see here. The problem is, this is like, we lost the one channel when Dog still recorded them, so if it was back then, the video won't be on here anymore.
Back in 2012?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that might have been before my time.
Yeah, no, I'm not finding anything here. But
never meant to be so cold. Never meant to be so cold.
I got the Breaking Benjamin so cold, but that's all I got here.
You're so cold, keep your hand in mine.
Show me how it ends this whole road. I fucking hate
show
his voice.
Me how to fit.
Not to mention the fact that guy's a dickhead. Straight up, that guy's a dick.
I still want the new song in Rock Band.
Ben Burley is a dick.
I still want the new song in Rock Band.
Whatever.
I wonder if... No, they probably won't give me the Rock Band DLC with just buying the adapter on Amazon, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Fuck.
Well, it's not timed exclusive. It's
oh, I know.
Just,
yeah, it's just getting it without paying
that's,
for it.
That's still like a pretty good, a three-pack that Amazon's doing?
No, I thought it was more than that. Oh, no, you're right. I think it's like three or four.
The Amazon exclusive.
The Amazon
pack.
Exclusive. Yeah, I think it's like three or four.
Yeah, not the 30 song. Although, strange enough, if you pre-order Rock Band 4 digitally on Xbox, you don't get the 30 song bonus.
What?
You don't.
Wait, what?
Like how they advertise 30 bonus songs if you pre-order?
Like anywhere?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Like it's a bunch of old Harmonix band songs like
Freeze Pop and shit?
Yeah, Freeze Pop, Main Drag, Anarchy Club, stuff like that. There's 30 songs. They've all
Bang Camaro?
This one's yeah.
Probably. Yeah, I think it's all
that was
stuff
like my
that's
favorite.
Been released already.
Okay.
But they're giving it like free 30 songs if you pre-order. You don't get them if you buy it digital on Xbox.
That's weird. I wonder if you could bring that up to him and just be like, yo, what the fuck?
I asked Nick. I was like, do I not get the 30 songs? He's like, no, it's just the 12. I'm like, that's
a bummer.
Kind of fucking weird.
It's dumb.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I guess it was an either-or kind of deal, and if it came down to it, I would rather take the new 12 songs anyway.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that since they're Harmonix bands, if they're going to be out for sale on the actual like digital marketplace,
they'll be
they're
like
probably going to be like
a buck.
Yeah, they're going to be cheap as fuck. So
yeah, good times.
Yep. Final words,
Splank. Final words.
Well, just make sure to send the email and get your free games and keep on rocking, I suppose.
Hey, Splank.
Yes?
What's the email address?
Oh, yes. Good point. Yeah. It'll be thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. So THESML podcast. If you can't spell podcast, then you probably shouldn't be typing the email anyways.
Then read the title of this that you're listening to.
Yes.
And then you can spell podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But that's all I've got as far as final words.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
social justice. 1, 2, 3.